It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you aren't the one who is controlling your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, then you are the one who is being controlled. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, in which we listen in as Tony Robbins and Les Brown talk with us about how to stop living your fears and start living your dreams. Enjoy.
The only way to deal with fear that I found in my life is a couple ways. One of those ways is to turn it on itself and ask yourself, what am I afraid of? If I'm afraid of that, I got to be more afraid of what I'm going to miss out on, missing out on my mission, missing out on who I'm supposed to be. In other words, if you're not getting rid of fear, then use fear. Use fear or it uses you. It's that simple.
You know, fear is at pandemic levels. Fear is, you know, viral today. And as you know, when someone gets in a fearful place for whatever reason, whether it's something real or not, it has a hormonal response. All of a sudden, the heart starts racing. You start to breathe shallow. Everything narrows down your focus. And what happens is we go into survival. And we all have a survival brain because we have a 2-million-year-old brain. And that brain's always looking for what's wrong. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that tap into that today.
80% of success in life, I found beyond a shadow of a doubt with the tens of millions of people I work with in over 150 countries, 80% of success is psychology. It's your mindset, it's your emotion, it's your capacity to overcome your fears and your limitations and just push yourself anyway. 20% of success in life is knowing what to do, having the skills or the strategies or the tools. Now that might sound weird to you because most of you know I'm a strategist. Like, I know the right strategy in anything can save you 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You could be working for a decade doing something that's not working, and all of a sudden you get the right offer, the right approach, the right insight, the right way of communicating, and the whole game changes. So strategies can turn decades into days, can compress decades into days. It can accelerate your success like nothing else. But strategies don't get implemented whenever we allow our mindset to get in the way. And the natural mindset of all human beings, it's set in our brains. It's, you know, we have a 2-million-year-old brain. That's all that's been around. And if you let the survival mindset, which is the part that we go to under stress and fear, most of us, if you let it take you over, it's always looking for what's wrong. It's always looking to find what's wrong, what could hurt me, what could get in trouble, and let me either avoid it, let me freeze, or let me fight, or let me hide, right? People are either running from it, or they're freezing, or they're fighting with what they're afraid of. And so what I want to talk to you about is that four-letter word, that four-letter F word that'll mess you up. And it's not the word most people think of. It's the word fear, right? We call it false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. Because if you own the morning, you own your day. And it starts the frame of reference. You know, we all forget that if you're in a fearful state, you see everything differently. If you're in an angry state, you see everything through that filter. So every day I start my day by training my brain how to feel. And I do it for just literally 11 minutes, 10 to 11 minutes. Because you say 20 minutes, 30 minutes, people say don't have time. If you don't have 10 minutes for your life, you don't have a life. The reason is when you're grateful, it destroys the two emotions that mess us up, fear and anger. You can't be angry and grateful simultaneously. You can't be fearful and grateful simultaneously. So the first step after changing your physical state and emotion
is to stack these three experiences. And if you do that every day to start your day as the first step, you're gonna see the world through a different set of eyes. Well, if you can have compassion for others and yourself, if you can send love to others and yourself, if you can imagine a healing light, a gold white light coming through your body like a shower that pours through. So the second step is 3.5 minutes. You think about people you love and you pour a light and love into them. You see your own body healing. And then you move to the third step, which is focusing really on what we call your 3 to thrive. 3.5 minutes, the last part of the 10 minutes, where you think of 3 things you really want to achieve, but instead of thinking like you want them, you see it as done. You feel a sense of certainty. You feel a sense of celebration. Because in that state of celebration, that sense of certainty gives you momentum, and now you're willing to go do something. When people are uncertain, that's when they don't take action. That's when fear takes over.
You can either live your dreams or live your fears. And I think the majority of people actually are not living their dreams, but are living their fears.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.